Chapter 5. Lily meets her grandfather. Dad opened the door and his eyebrows lifted.
Lou,
he said, giving me a huge hug.
We weren't expecting you. Were we expecting you?
I realised that I liked having my family back. Hi, Dad, I said, smelling roast chicken.
Are you coming in then?
He said. I need to tell you something first. I have Will's daughter with me. Dad went very still as Mum appeared behind him.
Lou! She cried.
Then she saw the look on Dad's face.
What's wrong?
She said that she has Will's daughter.
She has what?
She's in the car, I said, realising what they were thinking. She's 16 years old.
His daughter? Replied Dad with relief. You never said that he...
I didn't know, I said. Nobody knew that he had a daughter. Only her mother. Mum stared across at Lily, who sat in the car.
Well, bring her in, said Mum. It's a big enough chicken. I'll just do some more potatoes.
We stayed until late afternoon, moving to sit in the garden after we had finished lunch. Lily asked as much as she could about the Trainer family, and my parents told her what they knew. She and I both learned that Will's parents had left each other soon after he died. Mr. Trainer was now with a much younger woman called Della, who was pregnant. No one knew where Mrs. Trainer was. They're only still together because of me, Will had told me more than once. My sister sat silently through the conversation, but when lunch was finished, she made me go upstairs with her while Mum showed Lily the garden.
So, how will you cope with a teenager? Trina asked. And with that bad hip, you know that you won't be able to cope with this as well as...
As well as what?
Your depression.
I don't have depression, I cried.
Really, Trina? I'm not depressed. I did not throw myself off a building. Lily saw me fall. She called the ambulance.
When we got home, Lily disappeared onto the roof. I hadn't been up there since the accident and didn't want to follow her. When she finally came down, she said,
You've let your plants die. That's very unkind.
Yes, well, I haven't been up there for months. She lit a cigarette.
Did my dad fancy you?
Fancy me? I replied, surprised. I don't think that's the right word. She stared at me.
He did! My dad fancied you. Did you have sex?
Okay, this conversation has now got strange.
Did he always plan to go to that place? Dignitas, did you ever try to stop him?
I nodded and closed my eyes. Yes, right until the last day. She looked at the ground.
So, when are you going to tell his parents about me?
This week. I'll call this week. She nodded, then turned her face away. After a difficult phone call with Stephen Trainer, we travelled to Stortfold the following Saturday. I drove the car slowly past the castle and up to the front of the house, then sat in silence as Lily bit her fingers.
Are you okay?
I asked. She shrugged.
What if he doesn't like me?
Why wouldn't he? No one else does. I breathed in deeply. Let's go,
and we both got out of the car.
The door opened slowly, and there he was, with a new, shorter haircut. His eyes widened.
Lily?
She nodded. Then Mr. Trainer smiled and looked like he might cry before he stepped towards us and took her in his arms.
Oh, my dear, he said softly. It's so very good to meet you.
And to my surprise, Lily slowly reached out and put her hands around his back. Until that moment, I hadn't realised that I was crying. It had been less than 2 years, but Granter House had changed a lot. The old dark furniture had gone, and everything was now white or brightly coloured. The reason for this was Mr. Trainer's new wife, Della, who moved slowly towards us, heavily pregnant and smiling uncomfortably.
Hello, you must be Louisa and Lily. It's so lovely to meet you. Would everyone like tea?
Could I just have juice, please? Or some water?
Said Lily.
I'll help you, I said to Della. Mr. Trainer had begun pointing to paintings of the Trainer family on the walls and saying how Lily's nose was the same as this one, or her hair was like that one over there.
Della stared after them, and I thought that I noticed something cold in her eyes. Then she realised that I was watching her, and she quickly smiled. In the kitchen, we moved uncomfortably around each other, getting cups, milk and sugar, and saying little.
So, Stephen said that Lily just appeared at your flat, Della said finally.
Yes, it was a surprise, but I've met Lily's mother, and she was with Will for quite a long time.
What do you think that she wants?
She just wants to get to know her family, I said.
Yes, of course, Della replied.
We took the drinks into the sitting room, and for the next hour, Mr. Trainer questioned Lily about her life. He wanted to know about her mother, where Lily lived, and her favourite food. He kept looking at her and seemed pleased that she was so like Will. Then he asked about me, so I told him about living in Paris and my work in the bar.
And how's Georgina? I asked.
Oh, she's fine. Still in Australia.
Who's Georgina?
Asked Lily, eating a biscuit. Will's younger sister, said Mr. Trainer. Your aunt. She looked a little like you at your age.
Can I see a picture? Lily asked.
I'll try to find you one, said Della.
Stay here, Stephen. I'll get it.
She pushed herself off the sofa and walked heavily out of the room. Lily followed her. Mr. Trainer watched them go, smiling. Then he turned to me.
Have you spoken to Camilla, Lily's grandmother, yet?
I don't know where she lives, I replied, but Lily wants to meet her.
He got an address book and copied Mrs. Trainer's address and phone number onto a piece of paper.
It's near Oxford. I think that she wanted a fresh start. Things got a bit difficult because, well, Della's pregnant. Say hello from me, won't you?
Lily and Della came back into the room.
Georgina does look like me, doesn't she?
Said Lily brightly, as Della began picking up the cups.
I think that we should be going, I said to Lily.
Okay. So, when can I come and stay?
Said Lily, turning to Mr. Trainer.
Stay? he repeated.
Well, you're my grandfather. I thought that maybe I could stay for the summer, so that we can get to know each other.
Mr. Trainer looked at Della, whose face stopped him saying any more.
It would be lovely to have you sometime, Della said. But we're having a baby soon.
I'm really good with babies, Lily said. I looked after my brothers, and they were really horrible. Lily, I said, standing uncomfortably by the door. You don't want me here, she said suddenly.
Mr. Trainer stepped towards her.
Lily, that's not...
But she pulled away.
You like the idea of a granddaughter, but you don't really want me in your life.
It's just not the right time, Lily, said Della calmly.
This baby is very important to us.
And I'm not, shouted Lily. You're all the same, you and your wonderful little families. Nobody has any space for me. Oh, come on, let's not be...
Della began.
Go to hell!
Lily shouted. And as Della pulled back and Mr. Trainer's eyes widened with shock, she ran out of the room.